Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's Bruins Thursday.
Ba-bam!
On WEEI.
That's the reason Boston fans get skittish.
And it's time for the most feared hockey analyst in America.
So we disagree. Who are you?
Former Bees defenseman and head coach.
Shut the fudge up.
Mike Milbury.
I like some reveal in a bathing suit, but the whole package just is too much for me sometimes.
On the Greg Hill Show.
They're a freaking mess.
Right now.
Mike Milbury on a Bruins Thursday is brought to you by Red River, a technology transformation company. Tech decisions aren't black and white. Think red. Visit redriver.com to learn more. Also by Stoli Vodka, a Latvian product with operations in Ukraine. And by Northeast Electrical, where pros need pros, at needco.com. Mike Milbury also brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. And he joins us from, it looks like, Lake Geneva, Switzerland, on the Harbor One hotline this morning. Mike, hello, how are you?
I'm doing just fine, thank you. I'm here, you're right, I'm on the shores of Lake Geneva. Everybody's strolling around. It's about 75 degrees. It's beautiful. Looking up at the Alps. Fantastic. Now I have to talk to you people.
It's a beautiful backdrop.
What is the current, what season is it currently in Switzerland? Is it spring or is it?
It is. Yeah, it's just like what you're
just like
at.
Here? Is it just like here?
It's below the hemisphere that has the opposite seasons.
Curtis,
like Argentina.
I didn't graduate from high school. You think I know like where the hemispheres are? I mean, give me a break.
It's called the equator.
Isn't it hotter near the equator? Is that how that works?
Yes, that's exactly how it works.
Listen, while you were gone, I don't know if you've been paying attention or not, but we had a lively discussion. We had a lively discussion yesterday about Coach Cassidy, and I had pointed out yesterday that post game on Tuesday night, he called out Charlie Coyle and said essentially Charlie Coyle refuses to shoot the puck at the net, and there are guys there, and we need him to shoot the puck at the net. I'm paraphrasing. And Wiggy yesterday was bothered by that, as were some. We've gone back and forth, whether it's DeBrusque or others, with regard to his propensity to do this. Are you still on the side that he needs to stop calling guys out publicly?
I am. I really don't think it accomplishes much. And we've talked about this. There's a better approach to changing a player's behavior than using the media to adjust his game. And Charlie Coyle's had a pretty good season. He's been a pretty steady and forceful player and fits in perfectly in the third line, one of the top third line players. And should he shoot the puck more? Sure he should. But speak to him. Tell him, you know, pull him aside. Tell him how much of a difference it makes when he shoots the puck. And when you shoot the puck, everybody turns around and looks for it, tries to figure out where it's going. And that means for a split second, people are open. They can move freely for a second. And so it's a tool. Not only a chance to score a goal, but a tool to, you know, disrupt the opposition. But to have to do it in a public way, to me, is, and he's done it before, and maybe because things aren't going quite as well as they had, he's reverting to this. But I think it's a mistake.
And from his perspective, why do you think he's doing that? Scheim was suggesting this morning in his lead that he may be feeling some sort of heat or something. And his go-to reaction is to call players out.
I don't think he's feeling the heat. I don't think he should be feeling the heat. You know, it's been a tough little run here. Got the injury list is getting extensive. They're only, 3 weeks away from the start of the playoffs. There are playoff positions in play here. And the fact that they can't decide on the number one goalie right now, the fact that they can't get Pastrnak back on the ice, the fact that three defensemen are sitting on the ninth floor, Those things add to some pressure. But of all people in an organization, the coach has to deal with pressure in the appropriate fashion. He needs to steer the ship, even though it's murky and rough waters.
Mike, you brought up the goalie situation. Is it possible, or can you, in the playoffs, have a kind of goalie by game? Or should there be one guy come the playoffs and say, okay, you're the number one, and you're the guy we're riding? Or can you be a coach that can say, all right, well, we don't know who our goalie's going to be night to night in the playoffs?
Well, right now it looks that's the way they're heading. I mean, Swayman's having a little bit of a swale in his game, and but it's tough to get good reads now with the number. You're talking about the power play going 0-16 or something, but their best power play player has been out for the last bunch of games, and maybe it wasn't going quite as well without it with him there, but still, it's a really difficult time. That's why the injury thing is probably the most significant factor in all of this, because you want to find your rhythm going into the playoffs. You want to find a feel-good place, for lack of a better phrase. And right now, they're having trouble because they're missing so many key components. And, when – I guess you could say that Ullmark has played pretty well lately, but it looked like we were trending towards Swayman for the longest time. And I'd like to think they can figure it out, that there's going to be a number one goaltender, but not be afraid to make a change when it has to be. I'd rather ride a number one goalie than play it game to game. Mm-hmm. I think the goalies like that better. But right now, it could be that crapshoot.
You allude to the power play and David Pastrnak being out. Are you worried about that injury because he's not back yet?
I would be. Yeah, listen, if you got your best goal scorer and your premium power play guy on the shelf, yeah, I'm worried about it. It's been, what's it been, about 10 days? Yeah. Cassidy's kind of indicated as not too concerned about the long term, but I refer back to my earlier comment where you want to get the guys into a rhythm heading into the playoffs where they feel good about themselves, they feel healthy, and one of the key aspects of feeling good about yourself going into the playoffs is having a power play that's humming.
Mike, when it comes to Brandon Carlo, Cassidy didn't really give any indication on his situation at the moment, but do you think it's more of them being cautious because he's dealt with so many concussion issues in the past, or do you think that this is something that he'll be back no matter what, and we shouldn't even worry about it?
It's impossible to answer that question. You get so little information from teams now regarding injuries that you can't make an assessment, but listen, however many of these guys have been dinged up, however much you'd like to be in a rhythm going into the playoffs, you want to be healthy. And if it takes another week or 10 days or 2 weeks or right up until the drop of the playoff puck, you got to do it because you don't want anybody operating at less than 100%, and that includes Carlo.
Well, and you need him when it comes to the PK. I mean, he's a giant factor when it comes to that.
He is, and so is Lindholm going to be needing up big minutes. But we're in a situation where these guys go down. You don't know the exact nature of the injury. You don't know whether it's a groin, whether it's a sprained knee or something. You just get, and the best you're going to get is upper body, lower body. So, we're groping in the dark here to determine whether this guy will be back or whether it's something to be super concerned about or not.
What's your expectation for this team in the playoffs, and what should ours be? How far do you think we should expect them to get?
Well, they were running the table pretty good for a while, and then it seems like this happens to them during the course of this year, that they hit a little bit of a wall. In this case, it's understandable because of the injury factor, but listen, I don't know where they're going to wind up, and it's so close with Pittsburgh, Tampa, Boston. The Rangers aren't completely out of reach for trying to leapfrog them, so I don't know who they're going to wind up playing right now. But I think you can hope for a first-round win. And if you got more than that, I think you'd be happy.
Mike, there's nine
maybe games. Maybe not happy, but satisfied.
satisfied with a first-round win. Hmm. Okay.
Mike, there's 9 games left. If you're Cassidy in this situation and you kind of feel like you don't know where you're going with your goalie, what do you think we see him do with the goalie situation with these 9 games? Do you think he splits them to figure out who's the guy they're going to go with, or do you think he says, all right, Swayman gets most of the games?
You know, it looked like Swayman was going to be the guy, and now things have seemed to have unraveled for him. But I would still mix him up for another week and a half, 2 weeks, and maybe even tell him, guys, I got to find out who's going to be the starting goaltender come playoff time. You guys are in competition. I know you're good buddies. You love to give each other hugs after the game, but I need to find out which one of you guys is going to be my guy. And or maybe he decides to do the flip-flop thing, which I don't like. I'd rather have a steady, solid hand. And for me, given the whole scope of the season, Swayman would be that guy. But I'd still want him fresh, and I want him rested and ready to go playoff time. So I would roll the goaltenders for another 10 days or so, and then maybe make a decision that I'm going to try to go with one or the other leading into the playoffs and give him a little extra work to make sure he's sharp.
Mike, I believe if not for philosophical differences, there would have been no Jerry York at Boston College. Now that he has announced his retirement, any interest in giving that a go again?
No. I've been there and almost done that. As I told, I told him, he owes me. He's in the Hall of Fame because of me.
Yeah. I mean, that was like you took that job and then you didn't like the size of the office or something. Was that what it was?
No, it was a real schmozzle. They had, I was supposed to have 8 scholarships to distribute in my first year. And unfortunately, the previous coach had dispensed scholarships for the next 4 years. In the first 2 weeks of my tenure, first month of my tenure, I had a steady stream of kids and parents come in with letters that said they were operating under the impression, and here's the proof that they were going to have scholarships, and it just got to be too much. And so I took a pass on the position. So I went from making a good buck as assistant general manager to Harry Sinden to making a less buck but secure job at BC and to making nothing at all. Really good decision by my.
It's all about recruiting anyways.
Yeah,
Lee.
Go Eagles.
You don't have no scholarships in trouble.
But, hey, listen, but I have 2 sons who are finishing up at BC. No hard feelings.
All right.
They got their money's worth.
You had one before?
Because I wanted to get Mike's input on going back to Cassidy in the dressing room and how the players might feel about him. Because through our talks about whether or not he's lost this locker room, whether or not he's worried about his job being in jeopardy, we went back to the David Krejci comment he made about moving pasta around. And to me, I had a hard time even finding one soundbite of any player currently that's spoken glowingly about Cassidy. Have you ever been in a situation where you feel like the respect is gone between the team and the coach? And how do you kind of reel that in, especially going into such a crucial part of the season and then into the playoffs?
If you're a coach, you don't do it by calling people out publicly. I mean, that's the time of the year where you have to be extraordinarily judicious with your comments to the media. And you have to make sure that you get into the space of people and your players, make sure they trust you, they know that you're honest with them, and that there are repercussions to not following the party line. And do I have experience with that? Yeah, we had a guy that followed Don Cherry. It was Fred Creighton. And probably anybody that followed Don Cherry was going to have a hard time, but he lost. He was so different than Don. He didn't talk as much. He didn't have as much fun. He didn't, the guys weren't as committed, and the instructions weren't as specific as they were with Don. And you could tell that by the end of the year that we were going nowhere fast. And actually, Harry Sinden made a change, and he came behind the bench, and we had a pretty good run. We eventually lost to the Islanders in a pretty tough battle, but at least it gave us a fighting chance. I don't think the Bruins are anywhere near this now.
If I remember correctly, you lost the team when you sent LB to Maine. Is that correct?
we lost LB when we sent him to Maine. He wound up in Nova Scotia.
All right, Mike, enjoy Switzerland, and we will talk to you next week, all right?
All right. Take care, guys.
All right, Mike Milbury on a Bruins Thursday at WEEI.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.